So I am back at the Bonnington Gormley with Angela Barron, Marketing Manager for the Energy Saving Scotland Advice Centre. Hi Angela, nice to be here.
Hi Emily, it's lovely to be here today.
So Angela, can you tell me more about water and specifically what is water efficiency?
Okay, well, water is one of the most essential resources we have for life, and we use it in lots of forms. So there's a lot of different ways we can think about using it more efficiently at home, and specifically the one that has a financial impact for people is when they think about the water that they actually heat for domestic use. So you think about showering, cleaning, boiling the kettle, cooking, these kinds of things. So there's an actual financial impact you feel as well as the environmental impact. At the Energy Saving Scotland Advice Centre, we're running part of an EU pilot that's operating in Cardiff, London and Edinburgh. So we're working with the residents of the City of Edinburgh to find out what works for them in terms of water efficiency and some of the messages that work, and just looking at how we can make it really, really easy for people to be more water efficient.
And when you say you're working with Edinburgh residents, how is that working?
Okay, well, sometimes what we do is we write out to them. We'll send them a water efficiency check that they can fill in, and they'll get a report then, giving them some advice for what they could do in their home. We've also been holding some events where we talk to people face-to-face. We have a specialist water efficiency advisor who can give really detailed information to people. And we're working with some of the community groups in Edinburgh as well, such as Greener Leith, Pedal in Portobello, and we've been doing a bit of work over at the Water of Leith Conservation Trust. We held an event there as well, so it's all linking together really well, and we're finding that people are really, really receptive to thinking about water efficiency. The fantastic thing for people in Edinburgh is that anyone can do it. It's a lot of things. You just change your behaviour, make a few tweaks. It doesn't really affect your quality of life or anything, and it doesn't matter if you own the house, if you're a tenant, if you live in a tenement, you can still do water efficiency. There's other improvements to houses that people can't do, whereas if you look at your water, that's something that anyone can do. It's open to everyone to do this.
What about people who've already paid their council tax bill and their water bill and they feel like they've paid for water, why shouldn't they water their garden, or why should they use, say, their hot water bottle water to then water the plants? Is it really worth making an effort when they've paid for it? Shouldn't we just enjoy the water we've paid for?
Okay, well, if you're only looking at it from the point of view that you've paid for it, then that's one argument. But if you actually care at all about the environment, or thinking about, you know, the cost to Scotland in general that comes from bringing water into people's homes for them to use and turning it into usable water that's fresh and clean for you to use, then, you know, the more efficient we all are, the better it is for everyone. And if you have a think about it, the water that falls as rain outside your house is not the water you end up drinking. So kind of think about, how does it actually get to your house? What's happened? You know, what's the environmental impact of that coming to your house? And it's actually quite an impact. So that's one of the key reasons, and we do find people in Edinburgh are pretty switched on environmentally, so that's a good motivator for people as well.
So we get a lot of rain here, so it feels like we have an abundance of water, but yeah, that's different to the water that's being treated and used if we turn the tap on. So can you say a bit more about the process that goes on with the water?
Well, we capture water in reservoirs and such like, and then it has to actually be treated to be made potable, so that it's actually safe to drink. And all the water that comes into your home that you use for everything is safe to drink, despite the fact that a lot of it you might not be using for drinking. So there's a lot of energy involved in treating the water and then actually getting it to your house, because it could be travelling quite a distance. We see a lot of rain in Scotland, but we don't actually capture a lot of it. So if you think about, if you've been out in some of the bad weather that we've had and the spectacular white water that you see on rivers, that's actually just all rushing out to the sea. We're not keeping that here for our use. So that's why you still sometimes get drought warnings in Scotland, even though you might have seen a lot of rain. So it's a precious resource that we all need to use and use more efficiently.
And do you have some top tips that you can give people then to be more water efficient?
Yep, well, it's avoid the old shower amnesia, which is something I've always been guilty of. If you can try and keep your showers to about 5 minutes or less, then that will have a great impact, and it will actually cut back your energy bills a bit as well. Really easy things like only put as much water in the kettle as you need. If you're only making one cup of tea, why boil up a whole litre of water? That's just a waste of energy, and you'll probably end up boiling the same water several times again. And for more tips, what you should do is just call up the Energy Saving Scotland Advice Centre. It's free to phone on 0800 512 012. What we can do is walk you through a water efficiency check for your house, come up with some tips that are really specific to you and your lifestyle and how you can be more water efficient. And in most cases, it will save you a little bit of money on your hot water as well.
Thanks, Angela. Now, we're outside the Gormley talking about Water Today on the Water of Leith. And what do you think about the Anthony Gormley figures six times these installations?
Yeah, I really like them. I think they're very striking and eye-catching. It's brilliant when you come down here to see people standing here having a talk about it. I love the idea that people have come down here to have a look at a piece of art, and it's maybe actually brought them closer to nature if they've never come down to the Waters of Leith before. Personally, I think it was a wonderful place to come anyway, but if it's brought some new people down and shown them what a wonderful resource we have here, then I think that's, you know, it's really done something very valuable.
And you actually work here in Leith as well. So as a, do you live in Leith too?
I don't. I'm afraid I commute to Edinburgh, but I do make use of the resources in Leith. I like to go out for a lunchtime run, usually running along the waters of Leith, maybe towards Inverleith Park or such like. So keep up my training. It's a nice scenic route, keeps me away from the traffic a wee bit. So I really like that.
Well, Angela, on behalf of Greener Leith and myself, thank you very much for your time. It's been great speaking to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Emily.